Hello, welcome to New Every Day. This is episode number 155. My name is Lawrence Cruz.
I'm Jeff Weston.
And today we are going to tackle a very simple question. What is truth? Stay tuned for the answer.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Welcome to New Every Day, episode 155. I'm Jeff Weston.
And I'm Lawrence Cruz. I'll tell you what, summer is here, man, full on.
It is. I'm enjoying having the nice bare arms, catching some sun. Well, to be clear, I'm a redhead, so hanging out in the shade, completely away from the sun.
For those of you watching in the North Pole, we understand that you may be enjoying the sunshine too with a little different temperature. However, it's nice and warm and sunny where we are, and I'll take it.
Exactly, yeah. All right, if you're just catching your everyday for the first time, maybe you've been a long time viewer and you're going, hey, you know what, I catch you guys on Facebook every week, but is there another way? Yes, there is. You can catch us on demand, Kodi, Plex, Roku, on our website, neweveryday.tv. You can catch us on YouTube, Facebook. Like, we're out there. We make it easy to find the show. So catch past episodes. This is season 4. Like I said, episode 155. So there's 154 episodes before. Lots and lots of good content. You can check it out.
Yeah, lots of ways to check out the show. There was 6 that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did you mention cable TV?
I did not. I forgot.
So that would be at least 7.
That's right.
Right. There you have it. So,
we are on KVVB TV in Southern California. That's television for the high desert. So for anybody who checks out there and watches us, glad to have you. And let us know where you're watching from. I know we've got viewers from all over the world, but just send us an email, comment on any of our feeds, and let us know where you're from and what you like about the show. And maybe you've got a topic you'd love for us to cover.
Absolutely. We welcome your comments. This is exciting for us. We're just thrilled to be here with you each week. And we do welcome what you've got to say. And we're looking forward to those comments, actually.
Yeah, indeed. Now, speaking of what we've got to say, this week we're going to talk about truth. What is truth?
Wow, that's a million-dollar question.
Absolutely. And it should be a fairly simple one as to what truth is.
Right.
But as we're, you know, kind of doing some research into this one, it became very abundantly clear to me that there are two types of truth in this world.
Wow.
There is absolute truth, and then there is relative truth. And so I jumped right into the dictionary. I'm going, okay, well, what is the definition of truth? And so the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines truth as a judgment, proposition, or idea that is true or accepted as true. And that blew my mind, the last part. Accepted as true.
Okay, so what's your source here again?
This is Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Okay.
Like the dictionary that everybody goes to. I mean, you say, pick a dictionary, everyone's
right.
That's Merriam-Webster. That's
course.
The one.
Right.
So the definition of truth in Merriam-Webster is a subjective one.
So whatever is true or
accepted to be true is deemed truth. So even therefore, by the definition of truth, the definition can change, and that makes it true.
Okay, that, you talk about change. That's not how I ever perceived truth to be.
No.
Truth was like something concrete. It didn't move. Like, okay, I've heard your opinion. I've heard my opinion. I'm tired of my opinion. Let's finally get to the truth.
Right.
And now you did in your research, you learned that even the dictionary is saying that's subjective?
That's right. And the definition itself can change.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going, okay, like, if the definition of truth that our world lives by is subjective and can change, then what is truth? And so then it's this rabbit hole that you've got to start going down to figure out what is truth. And so that's what we're going to cover today. And there was a beautiful, beautiful way of figuring out truth that absolutely blew the doors wide open for me. And so on your screen at the bottom, you're going to see 3 circles. And they're different colors. This is a colorblind test. And so with these circles that you see, one of them has a number. I know which one it is.
Okay.
Question is, can you see the number? If you're colorblind, you're not going to be able to see where it is. Now, the reality is,
interesting,
the actual truth to this scenario is that the circle on my right, your left, right here, That has the number 7. That is the actual truth of this colorblind test.
Can you see it?
The number is 7. These other two, it's not there. And so if you're colorblind, you can't see it. And so your perception of truth, if you're colorblind, is that there is no number. And for you, that's real. And you're saying, I don't see a number. There is no number.
Wow.
What are you talking about? The reality for you is that there's no number.
You could hook up a lie detector. Tell me truthfully, is there a number? There is no number. And they'd say, is he telling the truth? He's absolutely telling the truth.
Correct.
And yet somebody else looking at the exact same picture, the image, would say, oh, yes, there is a number. Is he lying? Oh, he's telling the truth.
Right. So now we've got two elements of truth. But it really comes down to what is the absolute truth. And the absolute truth is that there is a 7 in that colorblind test. And so just because you can't see it and you can't realize it doesn't mean that it's not true. And so I had to wrap my mind around that idea that there is truth within people that for them is very real.
Wow.
But it may not be the right truth.
And well, so you know that. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and then that made me realize, now I understand why Merriam-Webster says that it's what's true or accepted as true.
Okay, actually, oh boy, that's I'll tell you what, friend, I just wonder, what are you thinking? Do you think there's truth? Like, is this crazy? This is quite a concept. And again, our source here is the dictionary.
Right.
In the sense, saying this truth is potentially subjective, or maybe that's not what they mean. What does the definition mean? What a great topic, for sure.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, in my life, I remember living certain ways and saying, no, this is what I know. This is what I believe. And I thought I had all the facts.
Right.
And then I learned something else and kind of went, ooh, that changes everything. And here it was that I was acting on what I knew to be the truth because what I understood was actually limited.
Right.
So there's that element too.
That's right.
Which is almost not quite, even a little different than what you're saying.
Yes.
But truth, wow, what a great question.
Yeah. And so with this whole idea, how do we know what real truth is?
And there you go.
You've got the relative truth. You've got absolute truth. And so with that, I'm going, again, doing some more study and research into this.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up, okay, what are some, I pulled up the thesaurus, and I looked up absolute and relative to see what words came out.
Okay.
And it totally blew my mind. I want to pull this out here because it was absolutely great. So absolute, these are some other words in the thesaurus. Pure, whole, final, complete, eternal. These are other words you can use for absolute. Relative, contingent, dependent, conditional, approximate, near.
Wow.
I'm going, okay, if that's absolute truth versus relative truth, that speaks volumes as to how the world lives. And we live in a society that has their own view of truth. And I had to really challenge myself to understand, why is that? Why is it that what I believe to be true is not what society believes to be true necessarily? There are some things that line up, but some things are that don't. And even within the church, you can have a pastor standing up at the front saying, this is what the Bible says.
It's true, he's saying.
And somebody in the pews are going, no, it's not.
Because this is true.
Right. So how do you have those differing perspectives?
Oh, man.
And who's right? And is it about right or wrong? Or is it about perspective?
Jeff, would you like me to tell you who's right? Okay. Okay, sorry. I digress. Yeah, no. I really digress. Okay.
So, but I mean, a couple examples, and I realize I'm kind of dominating the conversation. I'm really passionate about this.
No, this is good. I know. Like, see, we've had some chats about this, and I know it's a subject deep within you. It's passionate. Go ahead. This is great.
Yeah. So, you know, a couple examples of things where the definition of truth in society's view has changed. I mean, let's talk historically. Women aren't allowed to vote.
Wow. And that was true.
That was true. That was absolutely true. Women are not allowed to vote. That's not something they should ever be able to do. Women can't run companies.
Hmm.
And how much our society has gone, oh my goodness, no, that's not correct. I mean, you go back to the Bible in Proverbs 31, and there's an entire chapter about a woman.
About your wife.
About, yeah, my wife.
You're welcome.
She's not that old.
Okay.
But about a woman who is very profitable in a business venture. So yeah. Back in Proverbs, I mean, you've got David and Solomon's time, you've got women who are working, yet for some reason we had this view within society that no, women can't do this, can't do that. Mm-hmm. It's a man's world.
Wow.
But that idea of truth has changed, and now the truth that society lives by is, yes, it's equal opportunity, and rightfully so. Why should we hold one person back?
Mm.
And so with that idea, I'm going, okay, so if everything has changed, what is the real truth? How do we know what the real truth is? And if I'm faced as a Christian with that challenge of this is what I'm being told, but I don't think that's correct, how do I know what is true? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to dive right into that.
Jeff, I need you to tell me what the truth is here. Please come back.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Jeff, you left us hanging with a multi-million dollar question here. What is truth? And I was pleading for you to come back. I'm so glad you did. Come on, get us back to answering this question. The dictionary suggests that there's something concrete, and then maybe there's something, no, there definitely is also something subjective. And it even makes sense to me as we've dialogued how that can be the truth. Does God's word have anything to say about this?
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, that is the ultimate truth, is God's word. What does it say in God's word? And that, if there is nothing that you take out of this message other than that, is that the truth is in God's word.
Okay, that's calming, isn't it?
It is.
It's for someone who believes, like, oh, okay, for me it is. I like to know that there's something upon which I can stand. Jeff, you and I know it. There's people watching where your world is like the waves of the sea that are like a raging storm, right? Mm-hmm. Life has been good for you, but life has thrown you a curveball. We were speaking with Shay on an earlier episode,
mm-hmm.
The college intern, and her father developed cancer, and all of a sudden, everything in her world was just like scattered, and she didn't really know, dare I say it, what's true.
Right.
What's going on? And if you are there and something like that is happening, you're facing a situation where everything you seem to have known that was secure, that security seems to have been gone. Oh, how terrible it would be to turn on a show and find yourself watching New Every Day and hear people say, oh, there's nothing that's solid upon which you can stand. Oh, that is so not the case.
Absolutely. With the scripture, there is not a single topic you will run into in this world that is not addressed in the Bible in some way, shape, or form.
I love that.
It may not be the specific of, here's my question, and I'm looking for the specific answer to that. It might be that it's a general answer. That's just the way that the scripture is. It's living, it's active, it's the inspired word of God, and it's relevant for every situation you run into. And so if you're living in this world, you're going to run into situations of what is true, what is not, what does the world say? One example would be sexual promiscuity. We live in a world that says, hey, sex is good. It feels good. Do what's good for you. Do what's right. Indulge it. Live in it. Like, don't hold back. But at the end of the day, we've got scripture all over the place within the Bible that says, sex is good. God made it, and he made it for the confines of marriage between a man and woman. And there's so many scriptures you can find with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an example of the world's truth versus biblical truth. Another one might be self-indulgence. And last week we were talking about, you know, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. And so we live in a world that says, hey, I'm going to do what's right for me.
Me.
That, exactly. It's all about me. This makes me feel good. Mm. This is what I want to do. And so therefore I'm going to do it. And that's okay.
But that's what the world's saying.
That's what the world says.
That's what my nature wants to say as well. Like I can blame a lot of stuff on the world. No, sorry, I'll come clean. That's inside of me too that says, hey,
absolutely.
I want to take care of me, myself, and I.
That's right.
Three nice people in the world. No, okay.
But at the end of the day, what the Bible says is we're here for the benefit of others.
Yeah.
We are here to bring others to Christ. And so if we are living in a truth mentality of it's all about me, then we are contrarily living to what is in the Bible about it's about bringing others to Christ. That's what our life is for.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay, let's talk Christ. The world says Christ isn't the only way. There's lots of other religions out there. What you say about religion is not what I say, and so therefore we can both have our views of religion. I hate to burst your bubble. That's not what the Bible says.
Right.
You know, there's scripture for every situation that you run into. And so as a Christian, you have to ask yourself, how do I know? I mean, and it's quite simple. You need to be diving into the Word.
You
cannot live a Christian life of truth without knowing the truth that's in the Scripture. So we've got John 8, verse 31 to 32. It says, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Wow, okay.
Very simple concept.
Who's speaking?
Jesus. So if you want to be set free, you need to know the truth. And the truth is within Scripture.
So Jesus himself said very plainly, I am the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the way to who? The Father in heaven. Very clear, not wavering, wasn't demanding, didn't say to everybody, come here, I'm going to put you in a headlock and make you believe it. No, he just made a very forthright statement. Jesus said, I am the way. He said the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's what Jesus said in John chapter 14. That is pretty straightforward and crystal clear, I think. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, totally. Totally.
And that's how the Bible speaks, in my opinion, laying down some things about truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me, I'm hearing you say that life, any question we have in life, we can find these answers in the Bible.
Yeah. And oddly enough, in searching this, one of the questions I had was, okay, God, if your word is true, and it makes sense to me, why then do those who aren't Christians not understand that? Why is it that they can't see the truth? Oddly enough, it's in the Bible. I ran across the scripture that just made me go, oh, okay. It's in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 to 6. And it says, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
Wow.
In whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
Hmm.
And when the scripture says the God of this world, we're not talking about God the Creator. We're talking about the Prince of Darkness, Satan, who's veiled their eyes, blinded them from the truth. And so at the end of the day, that's why they don't see the truth.
Hmm.
Because they don't believe Christ. God, the God of this world, Satan, has blinded them, and they don't hear it. And so we know the truth. They don't see the truth. How do we get them to see the truth? We live as Scripture says. We be that light, that lamp that you put out there to bring light to the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a simple concept, but it's so mind-altering to put your thought into it and go, wow, okay, I get it. And it adds this life to who we are as Christians.
Jeff, I remember the day. I'll refer to it a lot. I was 10 years of age. Actually, I need to back up. I was 9, and I told you I was in a, actually it was a Salvation Army. Most people have heard of the Salvation Army. They do such a great work, especially at Christmas time, that the, you know, the kettles. But I mean, their work is especially all throughout the year. But I think a lot of people hear more about them. And I'm in an assembly. I'm a boy of 9, and there's this man in a uniform. I'm coloring some pages, and a man just starts to wave his hand. All of a sudden, I began to weep and cry, and I didn't even know what was going on. And almost 1 year later, at the age of 10, I found myself in another place, not a Salvation Army, but another church, and a man was inviting me to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And Jeff, just as you were reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, God supernaturally came to me, and it was what he did is like he opened my eyes. Mm-hmm. It was as though there was a veil in front of me, and he took the veil away from my eyes, and then all of a sudden, it was crystal clear. I could see that I was in need of a Savior. And the great news is there was a Savior waiting to cleanse me of all my sin. And that's exactly what happened on December the 18th, 1977. God opened my eyes. And I believe I actually met God. Can I say it this way? I met the truth.
Right. You know, just listening to you say that, thinking a couple of weeks ago, we were at my father-in-law's birthday.
Yes.
He's colorblind. And so now, like, full circle back to the beginning of the episode.
Wow.
For his birthday gift, we got him a pair of sunglasses that correct his color blindness.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, like, as you're describing this, I'm picturing my dad, like my father-in-law, who's colorblind, puts these glasses on, and he's a gardener. Like, this is what I love.
Yeah.
Like, he knows his flowers, and he loves the colors of his flowers.
Yeah.
But for 75 years, it's been a different color. Suddenly he puts his glasses on, and it takes about 20 minutes, and then the eyes start to adjust, and he's going, I had no clue that was the color. And so at the end of the day, Scripture, the truth that we live by within the Bible, is like those colorblind correcting glasses for those who are colorblind. And so going back to that colorblind test at the beginning, that 7 is there. That's the truth.
Hmm.
But if you're colorblind, it's akin to being an unbeliever. You don't see the reality of what the actual truth is. Hmm. And Christ and the Scripture, the truth of Scripture, is those colorblind correcting glasses.
Hmm.
It just changes everything, and you go, I can see the 7. Like,
maybe someone's here today, they're saying, I never saw the 7. Maybe you're listening to us about this conversation. Somehow you're like, how in the world did I even get to this channel? But here you are and you're watching it. I would encourage you, if you don't know what truth is and you say, I'm not sure, would do yourself a favor. Consider this. Just say, God, would you please show me truth? When you ask him sincerely, when you open up your heart to him, believing that he's there and that he's listening to you, I promise you on the authority of God's word, God will come and he'll listen to you and he'll do for you what he did for me. He'll take the veil from your eyes and he'll begin to show you the 7. Well, if you will, he'll show you what truth is, and you will find yourself being directed to Jesus Christ the Lord.
So good. I'm getting choked up just thinking about this. This is good. But we are out of time.
Yeah,
I could go on for hours about this.
And
this
I could listen to you for a long time. I love your passion, Jeff.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. Love to hear your thoughts. Let us know. Maybe you're somebody who's colorblind, like physically colorblind, and this just resonated with you. Let us know about it. You can contact us through Facebook or on our website, neweveryday.tv. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd love to hear, has this had an impact on you? Does this change the way that you see the truth within Scripture or the way that you see your world? Let us know.
Thanks.
Have a great
day. God bless you.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, Tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV, Channel 33, television for the high desert.